Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, your host on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's jump into the latest industry news from Monday, June 23, 2025. First on the agenda, a proposed revision to our superannuation tax policy is making ripples, and not just amongst our affluent retirees. Aimed at taxing unrealized capital gains on balances over $3 million, the fallout is speculated to impact around 80,000 Australians. Critics voiced concerns over its perceived retrospective nature, potentially obstructing wealth transfers to upcoming generations. A clear deviation from past policy changes, this amendment comes without the usual protection against sudden impacts. The crux of this issue lies in its influence on investment strategies and wealth management. Featuring high on public and political discourses, the Albanese administration is faced with balancing fiscal responsibility and pre-existing superannuation commitments. Keep a close eye, as this could impact the electoral dynamics. In global news, President Donald Trump is re-evaluating his decision to dismiss Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell due to differences in interest rate policies. The legal shield typically prevents a removal, unless in cases of misconduct. With Powell's term ending in May 2026, and the Supreme Court acknowledging the Fed's unique quasi-private status, potential implications on domestic and global markets cannot be ignored. Back home, an urgent call for action comes from the Climate Change Authority. They reveal a stark prediction that, without prompt action, extreme natural hazards could cost Australians around $8.7 billion by 2050. Their report draws attention to potential insurance risks threatening nearly 600,000 homes within 5 years due to increased flood dangers. It underlines the urgent need for policy reforms, enhanced building codes, and necessary investment in infrastructure. In the realm of retirement schemes, the Australian Retirement Trust reports that due to changes in the superannuation guarantee, young Australians could see their retirement savings increase by a hefty $125,000. Expected to increase from 9.5% to 12%, the policy change will come into effect from July 1, 2025. However, amidst such potential financial leaps, concerns remain. Only 20% Australians are well-versed with the superannuation rates. That's the wrap for today, folks. Stay tuned for more industry news shaping our financial landscape. For detailed insights on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Until next time.